Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with bonkers.ie, Ireland's favourite comparison and switching website. Visit bonkers.ie today and start saving on your household bills.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
By the way, that book I mentioned that I'm reading at the moment about rape cases and women not being believed is called A False Report, A True Story. T. Christian Miller and Ken Armstrong, published by Hutchinson in the last 6 months. A False Report, A True Story, T. Christian Miller and Ken Armstrong. 51551. Audrey Kyle. Audrey, good afternoon. The crime committed.
Hello.
The crime committed against your parents was last Saturday night, was it?
Or the That's right, Joe. Okay. Hello. How are you?
Good. What happened?
Thanks for having me on. Yes, it was last Saturday, a week ago, so the night of the general election. So that was the 8th of February. My parents live in rural Cavan, and my sister lived with them, and they had actually left the house to go and vote in the election, and they were only gone about half an hour when they came back and found that the back door had been prized open and somebody had been in and robbed a sum of cash, but like more importantly, they had robbed all of my mum's gold jewellery and a GAA medal which belonged to my dad from 1933. All gone in like less than half an hour. So as soon as that happened, really, I've been trying to appeal to local radio, local newspapers, and for the return of these items. Some of them are quite distinctive, which is why I'm trying to do the appeals. They're very distinctive items. They have huge sentimental value to my mum and dad, and just hoping that someone somewhere it'll trigger something. Someone may have seen something or been offered to sell these things on in a cash for gold shop or something.
And one of them was an All-Ireland gold medal.
Yes, it belonged to my dad's uncle. He had won it in 1933. So it's a 1933 All-Ireland gold medal. Some of the pieces of jewellery belonged to my mum, included her engagement ring, her eternity ring. The engagement ring was a solitaire. The stone was actually missing out of it. And the eternity ring was like a flat gold band with a little diamonds inserted in it, but cut around it to make it look like stars. And also a very, very distinctive charm bracelet, which she had for like over 50 years. Very distinctive gold one with several maybe different charms, to include a little cow, a little kettle, like a set of tree rings, a dachshund dog. You know, it's quite distinctive. I think if it showed up, someone would recognize them. That's what I'm hoping. So really, the family got together and were offering a reward for the return of these particular items, or preferably and magically everything will return, because there was many antique gold necklaces and bracelets, but they also belonged to my mum.
And anyone, did your granduncle win the All-Ireland medal for Cavan?
Yes, he did, in 1933.
Good. Well, that makes it even more valuable, if you pardon
me,
because it's so rare. But Cavan versus Galway was on Sunday 24th, I'm just looking at the post here, Sunday 24th of September 1933. Cavan, wait for this, won by 2-5 to Galway's 2-4, a single point, and 46,000 people attended. So it's a 1933 All-Ireland winning medal. That in itself, and it's for Cavan, so it makes it, I know Cavan isn't on it as such, but the fact that it was won by a Cavan man makes it incredible. By the way, how did they get into the house, do you know?
Yeah, the prize opened the back kitchen door. So, it was.
And how long do you reckon they took to clear out the house?
Well under half an hour. Like, my parents had only left to go over to the local school to vote. And
how were your parents after that ordeal and realising?
Well, Joe, they're absolutely devastated, you know. They're both in their 70s, and it's the sense of being vulnerable, the sense of someone going through your home, going through your valuables. But also the loss of these things that they've had for like many, many years. You know, my parents married 48 years. My mom had the engagement ring for 50 years, the charm bracelet for over 50 years. There was items given for her 70th birthday. And the gold medal, I mean, that's in my dad's family. It's, you know, very precious. You can't replace those things. It doesn't matter about cash. It's the sense of vulnerability as well, that someone has been in your home, has gone through all your stuff.
Of course, it's awful. It's an awful sensation. Stay there for a sec, Audrey. It's an awful experience, by the way, to have your valuables stolen.
Thankfully they weren't in the house when it happened. That's the saving grace, really, that no one was injured. That's what we're trying to hold on to.
These are just opportunistic criminals. They if we can convince your parents that they were just opportunistic, they won't be back. And if they were in the house, they wouldn't have come near them, we hope. This catalytic converter story, how long have we been doing this? I don't know, what happened to you in your case, Aisling?
Hi, I was in college on last Thursday evening for evening classes, and I parked up at about 5:10, and I was out at about 9:20, and when I got into the car, it just sounded like a rally car, and I just had to make my way home, and so it took me nearly 2 hours to get home. And I was just hoping I would get home in one piece with it. I didn't really quite know what exactly was gone wrong, but I knew the car had been tampered with. Mm-hmm. And then the next day, I was driving into Portlaoise. I was bringing it to my mechanic. And when I was in Abbey Leaks, the tyre blew out because they damaged the tyre as well while they were stealing the converter. Mm-hmm. And so I just pulled into Super Value there, and one of the guys that was working in Super Value came out and changed the tyre, and I headed on to the mechanic then after that, and he put it up on the hoist, and he sent me pictures then of the converter that had been cut out of it.
And how much to replace, to fix?
The converters are about 400 to 500 euros.
And then the labour?
The wheel. And the labour and the wheel. Yeah.
And, like, is there CCTV in that car park in Maynooth?
Not that I know of, no.
But can anyone drive into that car park?
Yes.
Or is there a barrier? That's what I'm asking.
There's no barriers, no.
I don't know. It's just happening so often, isn't it?
Yeah.
It really is. Happening so often. Stay there. Another war. I don't know what you can do to
prevent it.
To prevent it, yeah. Mm. You can't, like in the old days when people, believe it or not, young people find this hard to believe, when people, when they were going away from their car, used to take the radio out of the car and carry it with them. Remember those days? You're probably too young. Anne Carney, another warning about where you buy your tickets. Go ahead, Anne. I know it doesn't save you any money, but it might save some other people money.
No, we're middle-aged couple, and we are not very au fait with computers and such, but we decided rather for Valentine's we'd go to see the Gaiety, the Lieutenant of Inishmore. Went online, that's the feed I put in, the Lieutenant of Inishmore, and it looked for all intents and purposes like the Gaiety website. It was a beautiful picture of the Gaiety outside. It just had six seats remaining. We booked two tickets. We downloaded them this morning. We paid 111 euros for them.
Wow.
And the two tickets came out as upper circle, the face value 21 euros, service charge 265. So that's roughly around under 50 euros for the two tickets. So I rang Ticketmaster because that's what the ticket said, Ticketmaster. But the chap there explained to me that I should have looked up more carefully at the HTTP URL, that it was Via GoGo I had booked the tickets through, who appear to have an office in Geneva. And our two tickets came out as, the name on them is Daria, SCIZHKO. People buy these, they're sort of ticket touts as such. Now, I did get onto the Gaiety, and the girl there was more than helpful. And hopefully our two tickets will scan tonight. But we're at a loss of over 50 euros for these tickets. These tickets are literally up in the gods. They are not best tickets as described on the website. But when I did retrace my steps, this Via GoGo is the smallest, you don't pair binoculars to see it. But what they're doing, and what I've discovered from talking to younger people, is, you know, these sites pay huge advertising fees to be moved up. So it's not the site you think you're getting into. The Gaiety as such is three down from that.
Oh, I know what you mean. So they pay to get above them in the listings. Yeah.
Yes, they pay to
get above. So they come up first and you see the Gaiety photograph.
Exactly. You think you're on the official website. And now I know we're older and we're not used to this. Usually the children used to do things like this for us. But I'm just saying.
So they, as we know, they are legal.
They are legal. They're like electronic ticket outs.
Hmm.
And I talked to a lovely girl in the Gaisy this morning.
And did you give her the reference number for your seat? Did you just...
Oh, I did, yeah. She said to come on in and hopefully the thing will scan. And there wasn't just six seats. It's not sold out tonight at all.
Well, it should be because it's a fantastic production.
Yeah, but really they have put up on the other... Viagogo has put up six seats only remaining.
Yeah, that's to get you in, isn't it?
To get you, yeah. We just did it in a bit of a hurry and we were nervous doing it and things like that, so I fell for it.
Okay.
But just to warn people...
That's a warning, you'd be really careful, yeah. And then
the
people...
Yeah, and the theatres know this and they have been... A lot of people, tourists, have been stung by it.
And then also be careful, there's the other thing, the ESTA. You know, a lot of people going to the States this year, you have to get the ESTA... form, get it filled in, and people go on. My young fella was doing it the other day, but he didn't get scammed because we knew about it. People go on looking for ESTA.
Yeah.
And this it's not illegal, but this kind of false bit. This page comes up saying, "Oh, it's $80." It's not. It's free from the American embassy. If you go straight onto the American, make sure you're going onto the U.S. Homeland Security website. But the same then, because I'm reading one government minister apparently. Anyway, Viagogo, we've done it before. They are legal, but they do charge extra. But you'll enjoy the play. Brace yourself. Have you heard about it before?
No, I haven't. I've seen a few plays there in the Gaiety, but normally I would book through the box office, which I will be from evermore doing, where you can deal with a person rather than a website.
And you have Paul Mescal, who's going to be massive in Normal People, the new TV series. Aisling Cairns, who's brilliant. Alex Murphy from The Young Offenders. Killian O'Garvey from Blood Darklands, Desmond Eastwood, Killian Lenihan, Pádraig O'Grady, and the wonderful Don Witcherly. I think I heard him on with Ray there the other week saying he's the oldest member of the cast, which is, and Don is only about 27 and a half, for God's sake. But anyway, you'll enjoy it, but brace yourself. It's some roller coaster of a journey tonight. But I'm sorry that you through Viagogo, you paid €111
for two tickets
that should have cost £42.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, it's just to make people of our age aware that the first site you come to is not necessarily the proper site to go on for anything, just to check out the HTTP all the time.
Okay.
Right,
thanks indeed, Anne, for that warning.
Thanks,
Anne Aisling and Audrey Kyle, 51551.